Maseches Damai, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav 3:6, the last in the series. Here we have Hanosan Lachamaso. A person gives the raw materials for making food to his mother-in-law. Maaser Eshu Nosan La, the Eshu Nolt Mimena. Like the Pundakis in the previous case, one has to both tithe what he gives his mother-in-law and what he gets back from her. Mipnei Shehi Chashuda Lachalof et Hamiskalkel. Because she is suspected of switching out the food in the event that the food went wrong. You know, if she burnt the soup, she'll switch out the vegetables, that she'll eat them, or she'll get rid of them and give you new vegetables of a non-burnt vegetable soup. The reason why the Tanna Kamma holds this is because the mother-in-law wants the best for her daughter, so she won't serve her bad food, and she's ashamed in front of her son-in-law of her bad cooking. So therefore, she's liable to eat the burnt soup or whatever the, you know, ruined food is, herself, and then give you new ones from her stuff. But since she is an Am Haaretz, you have to be afraid that she'll eat your stuff, therefore you have to tithe it first, and you'll eat her stuff, therefore you have to tithe it a second time and you get it back from her. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, now the pshat here according to Yerushalmi is, this is Rabbi Yehuda talking, and he is the Tanna Kamma, so he's not arguing. Rabbi Yehuda says further, Ro tzehi b'takanas bita uvosha mechasana. Rabbi Yehuda says, the reason why is, as I explained, he, the mother-in-law, wants the best for her daughter, as well as, and she's ashamed of her son-in-law if she burns the food, etc. But Mod Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda does agree, but Nosan Lachamaso Shvius, that if what he gave his mother-in-law was Shvius, was produce in the Shemitah year, but itself wasn't Shvius produce, since the mother-in-law knows that Shvius produce proper has all sorts of restrictions, and she would be careful about that and not switch the non Kedusha Shvius Peros for Kedusha Shvius Peros. She wouldn't do that to her daughter, and therefore the Mishnah says, Mother Rabbi Yehuda benosan chamaso Shvius, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when he gives the produce to his mother-in-law, and it's Shvius year, but not Shvius produce, she'ena chashuda lachalif ha'ochel as bita Shvius. He wouldn't switch around that food, giving the daughter, her daughter, Kedusha Shvius food. Now, it's a fascinating thing. We only have one sheet explicitly in the Mishnah, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, like the Rambam in the Perash Mishnayos, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, and that's all we have to go on. Why not? However, the Chachamim hold in Yerushalmi, not like Rabbi Yehuda. They hold that the mother-in-law is not embarrassed of her son-in-law and her bad cooking, and therefore she would not switch out the food if she happened to spoil it. And the Rambam in the Yad, in Hilchos Maaser, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, 11:12, Paskins like the Chachamim in the Yerushalmi that the mother-in-law is not suspected of switching out the food.